Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another beautiful day of partaking of the goodness of the kingdom that we've come to, where we find beautiful Father, Abba Father, our precious Lord and Savior, innumerable company of angels, spirit of just men made perfect, the church of the firstborn, and our names written in heaven. So thank you, Lord, for all goodness, Father God, and for your presence and provision this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, family. Our readings this morning is Ephesians 5, 10 to 13. But just for context, let's go back to verse 9, and then we'll read on to verse 13, yeah.
And the supernatural fruits of his light will be seen in you, goodness, righteousness, and truth. Then you will learn to choose what is beautiful to our Lord. And don't even associate with the servants of darkness, because they have no fruit in them. Instead, reveal truth to them. The very things they do in secret are too vile and filthy to even mention. Whatever the revelation light exposes, it will also correct, and everything that reveals truth is light to the soul.
Amen. And then it goes on, but we'll do that tomorrow. For it says, awake, O sleeper, and Christ will give you light. So what we can just see in these scriptures here, it's not dark. To expose darkness, you don't use darkness. You don't speak about it, share it. And yet there is times you need to say, you know, this is a problem, but then this is the light. But it's in moving beyond, moving into the realm of God, moving into kingdom realities. It's moving into what is good. The light brings goodness and beauty and righteousness, as we saw in the first verse. So it's always about going to our knees, saying, Lord, this is the problem. Lord, what is the answer? And then releasing that. You see, nursing, rehearsing, and dispersing the darkness, that's what the devil wants. So we've got to learn to awake to righteousness and sin no more. Awake, O sleepers, and get light. And then that is what we take hold of in our own lives, because we've seen the first verse we read this morning, it was the last verse we read yesterday, the fruit of light. It's just goodness, righteousness, and truth. It's beautiful. And what we see this morning again as well, you see, when the light comes, then that darkness is exposed, and then the answers, the better things are revealed, the kingdom realities, the beauty of the love of God that is moved on behalf of us and mankind is seen, and that's what we've got to make known in this hour. We are the ministers of reconciliation. We are ministers of light, and that's what we need to be. So rise and shine, brothers and sisters. The light has come. Darkness covers the earth, but you arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.